A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 316. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utahns are once again being asked to stay home for Thanksgiving as ICUs continue to be stretched. Medical experts worry the holiday could become a super spreader event. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, 26 Utahns have died from COVID since yesterday. 26. Nearly half of them between 65 and 84 years old. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We've had emergency traffic on northbound I-15 with delays from Kaysville up to Roy, but the good news is the crashes have been cleared and the speeds are starting to improve. It's just a long, slow drive through that stretch. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a Santa Clouds 49. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
He's now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's 2020, but 2016 is on the president's agenda, issuing a pardon for his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
The president tweeting, it's his honor to grant General Michael Flynn a full pardon. Flynn is the national security advisor who pled guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia and discussing sanctions before President Trump took office. General Flynn also admitted to violating foreign lobbying laws on behalf of Turkey. President Trump tweeting, congratulations to General Flynn and his wonderful family, and that he will now have a truly fantastic Thanksgiving.
ABC's Andy Field. The president has not conceded this election year's race, the Biden transition moving ahead. Joe Biden scheduled to receive his first intelligence briefing next week. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, Biden focusing on the challenges for the country in this pandemic and loss.
President-elect Joe Biden with a heartfelt Thanksgiving message to Americans who've lost a loved one.
For those who've lost a loved one, I know that this time of year can be especially difficult. Believe me, I know.
Biden lost his first wife and baby in a car crash and his son Beau to cancer. The president-elect also used his Thanksgiving address to reassure Americans that America would win the war against COVID-19, and he urged the public not to give in to COVID fatigue. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
Coronavirus cases surging nationwide with 88,000 Americans hospitalized yesterday and 778,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. Around the country, the number of those facing food insecurity is on the rise. Ryan Mitchell and his wife relying on food banks for the first time in their lives.
It's not bad when you think about during the Depression and all the people got was a bowl of soup. You know, I think, we're doing a much better, you know, today.
You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth. If you see a deer or a bighorn sheep flying through the air, dangling from a helicopter, don't worry about it. Seriously, the Division of Wildlife Resources spokesperson Faith Heaton Jolly says it's all normal. It's how they monitor the health of Utah's wildlife.
Typically, our agency captures around 1,000 big game animals each year. The reason we do it each year is we capture them, we perform some health assessments, and we also place GPS collars on them. So basically, these studies help us determine how well they'll be able to survive over the winter, and also where they're migrating throughout the state.
So remember, if you see flying wildlife, it's all good. KSL News Time 319. Now, on the roads, not so good. We already have emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the good news, though, Jeff, is we will be coming out of emergency traffic, but this is the latest update. The crash that caused it all, northbound I-15 in Sunset in the left construction split at 2300 North, has been cleared. That left split is open. It's nasty, though. It's still caught. We still have leftover delays that stretch back into Kaysville. We are seeing speeds improve quickly on the southbound side. It's still a little bogged down as you're approaching 5600 South Roy and northbound Highway 89. Delays from SR 193 to I-84. Alicia?
Cameras showing heavy traffic flow westbound I-80 from 56th West to Lake Point heading into Twilla County. Utah County, I-15, also picking up from Thanksgiving Point to Tippinogas Highway, and then all the way down into Spanish Fork. Steve?
Got a crash in West Jordan, still there on 7800 South at about 3800 West. Use some caution through there. Full speeds on I-15 right now, both directions. Nothing to slow you down, really, between downtown Salt Lake City and Bluffdale, and a good drive on the West Belt. East Side Belt as well, and the 21st South Freeway. Delicious meals with a 25-year shelf life. Give your family peace of mind. Use code KSL15 to get your 15% off order at ReadyWise.com. ReadyWise.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the forecast now, the 7-day forecast. And here's Grant Wayman.
49 today with a mix of sun and high clouds. Snow showers possible tonight and a slight chance of snow for Thanksgiving. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 39. Sunshine only 40 on Friday. 43 the high on Saturday and more sunshine, and then partly cloudy Sunday. We're up to 45. 47 mixed sun and clouds Monday and 46 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's a little warm at 48 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Did you know the main reasons people don't go to college are because it costs too much or they don't have the time? BYU Pathway Worldwide has a solution. First, BYU Pathway is low cost. Tuition starts at $75 per credit, which means you can get a bachelor's degree for less than $10,000. That's less than half of most other universities. And BYU Pathway is flexible. All courses are completely online, allowing you to earn your degree while going to work or raising your kids. It's simple to enroll. If you start with the Pathway Connect program, there are no ACT or SAT scores to submit, no high school transcripts needed, and no cost to apply. If you've put off earning a degree, now is your time. Apply today at BYUPathway.org. BYU Pathway has over 50,000 online students worldwide, with more than 10,000 of those right here in Utah. Classes begin January 6th. Go to BYUPathway.org and apply today.
People ask why testing is so important when it comes to COVID-19. Here's the reason. When we test, we can catch the virus early. When we catch it early, we can slow the spread. If we slow the spread, we can protect our families, schools, businesses, and communities. So if you're feeling sick, get tested. If you don't, you could spread the virus to those you care about most. To find a testing location near you, visit coronavirus.utah.gov.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
This air quality report is brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Sony is promising more PlayStation 5 availability before the end of the year. They're sold out in most places, but the company says everybody be patient. They'll take care of you by Christmas. KSL Drives Tesla is recalling nearly 10,000 Model X and Y cars. The problem is a faulty trim bolt on the roof. Penguin Random House is buying Simon & Schuster. It's a $2 billion deal. It closes next year. And on Wall Street, The Dow fell 173 points to 29,872, back below 30,000. The S&P lost 5 points. The Nasdaq gained 57. Several countries are mourning the death of one of the greatest soccer players of all time.
Diego Maradona scoring what is now considered the greatest soccer goal of all time, dashing past five players to beat England in the 1986 World Cup quarterfinal. The Argentine player was a hero in Italy, too. The mischievous star striker with the number 10 jersey led his beloved Napoli, or Naples, to two top league titles. While his skill with the ball dazzled, off the soccer field he battled drug addiction. But here in Italy, he'll always be remembered as the Golden Boy. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Even when we had two Whipple vans, people would say, "I see your vans everywhere." This surprised me. I was in one of the vans and I didn't see them. Where did you see one? I would hear things like, "Oh, on South Temple." "Oh, yeah, that's the van running up and down South Temple." If I would have seen them, I would have waved. So now we wave from the back of the Whipple service vans. People say, "I hear your ads all the time." "Oh, really? Which station?" I joke, "They should listen to more books on tape." But our loyal clients mean so much to us. Join our club. We'll make it easy with $100 off any residential service repair or replacement of $300 or more. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning, $100 off. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST. And if you see us waving, just wave right back. We probably have a van in your neighborhood, especially if you live on South Temple.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Join Doug Wright in the movie show at IntelliBed Friday, 9 to noon, as they celebrate their 30 days of Black Friday holiday promotion. IntelliBed, experience the bed of the future.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.